the 7:30 in favor of the switch. But I'd say from what I've heard, it's been more 90-10, 95-5. Very, very little opposition. And, of course, I don't hear from everybody, but most people are not, have not been hesitant to voice their opinion.
Coach, I know the championship game was something you were against in the Big 12 when it first started. I mean, what are your thoughts on a potential Big Ten championship game after being around the Big 12 long for 15 years?
Well, I think it's important to realize what hats you're wearing when these things came up. Back when we first started looking at a championship game in the Big 12, I believe the Southeast Conference was maybe the only conference that had a playoff game. And so naturally we were hoping to at some point win a national championship. And as a coach, you realize that you have to play that extra game. You're playing somebody that's probably a 50-50 chance to win it. So you go through undefeated or maybe only lose one game and have to play that game. It diminishes your chances to win the national championship. So I was somewhat concerned about that. I was concerned about most of the teams that we probably play in a national championship game would not have to pass that hurdle. Now, since that time, of course, most conferences have gone to a playoff game, except Big Ten and Pac-10. So it's a more common occurrence today. And then also, probably wearing the hat as an athletic director, you can see some reason financially to do this. So I think, from what I've heard, that it's kind of assumed that there will be a championship game in this league. I don't know that there's been any final vote by the presidents. But I think that the tea leaves indicate it's probably going to happen.
Did you tell Jim you want to have it in Dallas?
I think I will call Dan Beebe.
Tom, what are your thoughts on the 9 conference games? It seems like the league is going to go ahead and do that in the future.
9 conference games.
Yeah, 9 conference games. Yeah.
Well, I think everybody's locked into their 4 games non-conference through 2014. And then after that, it's my understanding that they would re-examine that issue. But I do know that there's some discussion of the 9th game in the conference. And, of course, it's getting harder and harder to schedule teams to come in that don't want a return match. Mm-hmm. And so any athletic director you talk to in the country will tell you that that's become an issue. So I can't speak to that. I imagine the commissioner has mentioned that to you. And so, but I think for the next 3 years or so, everybody is in a position where they really can get out of some games. So the 9th game would have to come 2015 or later.
Is any part of this next 10, 12 months going to be really weird, uncomfortable as you make this switch?
Well, I really don't know how to gauge the what our competition is going to be like. We're going to really try to emphasize with our fans that we want to treat everyone well that comes to Nebraska, and I think they probably will cooperate on that. And what reception we'll get in other parts of the Big 12, I don't know. I think probably most places will be pretty decent. But there's always that opportunity where people are not going to be real hospitable. But as far as my relationship with the other athletic directors, with Dan Beebe, coaches, I think pretty good. You know, I think they understand why we did what we did. May not be real pleased about it, but I think they can understand the reasons why we did. And we certainly harbor no resentment toward anybody. We were not trying to get away from anybody. We weren't mad at anybody. We just thought this was the best opportunity long haul for the University of Nebraska.
You Tom, ever got more questions?
Tom, regardless of how the divisions eventually shake out, are there any teams in particular that you want to have like a set rivalry with at the end of the year, like you do with Colorado right now?
Well, I think that you know, there's been a lot of discussion among our fans about playing Iowa. And so I think that any alignment where Nebraska didn't play Iowa would probably not be as well received by our fans. It doesn't mean they're going to revolt, but they expect that. And of course, we have a pretty long history with Minnesota. We played them 27 times in the last 34 years. And but beyond that, I don't know for sure. So, you know, what they're looking at, as Jim Delaney has probably told you, is quite a few things. They're looking at competitive balance, which I think is important. They're looking at traditional rivalries, which is important. And they're looking at geographical proximity. And it's really hard to do all three of those things and come up with something that's real quick and easy. But I was really kind of surprised today at the amount of agreement around the table there was. No final decision, but I think they did make a lot of progress on it.
Tom, how spur of the moment was that photo you just took with Jim and the show?
Well, it was something that somebody in the Big Ten said they wanted to have done. Yeah. And so I knew it was going to happen. I hope somebody got it. There's enough pictures taken. I hope one of them.
What do you think was the significance of that? It was obviously you, the new guy, but then Joe was in there. And
I don't know. I just assume some people wanted people that were really old and the same thing.